Well, I wonder if you're having a cup of tea right now, and when you have a cup of tea, do you think of the Republican Tea Party? All this cut, 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 or what they want to do, and do you think of Sarah Palin and all those sorts of things? Well, our next guest thinks of a number of things about the Tea Party. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
It's an interesting proposition that the Tea Party have got it wrong, and not just in the sense of their calls for less spending in government. But before we get on to that, can you tell me what's a RINO?
Well, a RINO is a Republican in name only, and what it means is basically a Republican who is too liberal or moderate to be a genuine conservative Republican.
Ah, so this is what the Tea Party regard as an insult. You're a RINO, you're a Republican in name only.
That's correct, and they would like to hunt the RINOs to extinction.
How are they going with that?
Well, they've been pretty successful so far. They've knocked out a number of sitting senators in the last few elections. The trouble is, when they defeat a senator or a congressman in a primary, they often aren't very successful in the general election that follows in getting their candidate elected, and that means the Democrats pick up a seat.
Ah, so they're not picking viable candidates.
That's often the problem, yeah.
And is that because they want people who they think are real Republicans? And from their point of view, those people have to have pretty clear and distinct ideological views that are unpalatable to the electorate.
That's generally correct, yes. They like to have a certain kind of ideological clarity and purity, which often works well within the party itself, but in a general election tends to turn off a number of voters.
Yeah. Now, part of their problem could be that they can easily point out what's wrong. Now, if I just shut my eyes for a minute and list the people I know that are happy to tell me what's wrong with something, there's quite a few. And the Tea Party sort of fit into that category, don't they? They're happy to tell everyone what's wrong.
They do. They have a very powerful negative critique of things, but they don't necessarily have a compelling positive vision. And that's problematic because it means that in smaller elections, they are often quite successful where they simply are attacking someone who's flawed. But in terms of succeeding with a national electorate, there you really have to have something positive that you're bringing to the table. And in the absence of that, they tend to fall short.
So they see themselves as having, I think you've described it as extremism in defence of liberty, but you also go on and say, but actually it's extremism in defence of failure. The failure of the right to really articulate a message, a positive message, that will inspire Americans.
That's generally correct, yeah. The Tea Party tends to be very good at preaching to the choir, but not so good at reaching beyond those who are already members of the faith, so to speak.
Segment 1.
Well, I wonder if you're having a cup of tea right now, and when you have a cup of tea, do you think of the Republican Tea Party? All this cut, 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 or what they want to do, and do you think of Sarah Palin and all those sorts of things? Well, our next guest thinks of a number of things about the Tea Party. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
It's an interesting proposition that the Tea Party have got it wrong, and not just in the sense of their calls for less spending in government.
Segment 2.
But before we get on to that, can you tell me what's a RINO?
Well, a RINO is a Republican in name only, and what it means is basically a Republican who is too liberal or moderate to be a genuine conservative Republican.
Ah, so this is what the Tea Party regard as an insult. You're a RINO. You're a Republican in name only.
That's correct, and they would like to hunt the RINOs to extinction.
How are they going with that?
Well, they've been pretty successful so far. They've knocked out a number of sitting senators in the last few elections. The trouble is, when they defeat a senator or a congressman in a primary, they often aren't very successful in the general election that follows in getting their candidate elected, and that means the Democrats pick up a seat.
Ah, so they're not picking viable candidates.
Segment 3.
That's often the problem, yeah.
And is that because they want people who they think are real Republicans? And from their point of view, those people have to have pretty clear and distinct ideological views that are unpalatable to the electorate.
That's generally correct, yes. They like to have a certain kind of ideological clarity and purity, which often works well within the party itself, but in a general election tends to turn off a number of voters.
Yeah. Now, part of their problem could be that they can easily point out what's wrong. Now, if I just shut my eyes for a minute and list the people I know that are happy to tell me what's wrong with something, there's quite a few. And the Tea Party sort of fit into that category, don't they? They're happy to tell everyone what's wrong.
Segment 4.
They do. They have a very powerful negative critique of things, but they don't necessarily have a compelling positive vision. And that's problematic because it means that in smaller elections, they are often quite successful where they simply are attacking someone who's flawed. But in terms of succeeding with a national electorate, there you really have to have something positive that you're bringing to the table. And in the absence of that, they tend to fall short.
So they see themselves as having, I think you've described it as extremism in defence of liberty, but you also go on and say, but actually it's extremism in defence of failure. The failure of the right to really articulate a message, a positive message, that will inspire Americans.
That's generally correct, yeah. The Tea Party tends to be very good at preaching to the choir, but not so good at reaching beyond those who are already members of the faith, so to speak.